West Georgia's first news for your Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Authorities in Tallapoosa say a 76-year-old woman was killed on Sunday when she was struck by a train. Investigators say she approached the tracks in downtown attempting to remove a pet ahead of an oncoming train. She did not make it away from the tracks in time. She was life-flighted to Grady Hospital in Atlanta, where she was pronounced deceased. Carroll County deputies are looking into the death of a 3-month-old girl in Bremen last week, where Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock says the infant died from multiple blunt and sharp force injuries to the head and neck, apparently the victim of a dog attack. The infant's mother told investigators that she woke up around 9 o'clock a.m. to find her daughter on the floor with an obvious wound to the back of her head. She'd been sleeping in a bassinet, which was tipped over. The mother said a dog, which was identified as a pit bull and a canine which sometimes stayed in the house, was running around the room. The infant was driven to Higgins General Hospital, where she was pronounced deceased. The mother had only been staying in Bremen for less than a week, having recently come from Tennessee. Well, bond has been set at $15,000 for the 24-year-old Waco man charged with criminal attempt to manufacture an explosive device. That charge relating to an incident 2 weeks ago in which employees of the Georgia Forestry Commission discovered a small metal tank with wires, electrical tape, and a switch attached to it. Douglas Hansen works for the Carroll, Harrelson, and Douglas units of the Georgia Forestry Commission. He and two others were conducting a prescribed burn for a property owner on Old Bushmill Road in Waco.
I was patrolling around the fire just to make sure it didn't get out. And as I was walking south down Bushmill, I noticed something strange. There in the grass, it looked like some type of IED or pipe bomb. I just knew when I saw it that it was something odd enough that I don't think I want to touch that.
The GBI bomb unit eventually removed the device and destroyed it at a different location. Investigators say it seems to have been put together properly, meaning it had the potential to cause damage. However, the device did not have gunpowder in it when it was discovered. Soon after finding the device, Harrelson County Sheriff's Office investigators developed leads that led them to Sam Seabolt, who lived not far from where the device was initially found. Seabolt was arrested on Friday. Investigators have not yet released what they believe were his intentions or his motivations behind the alleged crime. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office asking Paulding County and Polk County to help house a number of jail inmates after the Harrelson County Jail reached 107% capacity last month. That according to Sheriff Stacy Williams.
The jail that we oversee is only going to hold so many people. We've only got so many workers. 120 is our max. We can go up to about 130. But once we get that high, there's nowhere to put them. And then it comes a safety factor. If I've got 3 detention officers working, that's a span in control of 40 inmates per detention officer. And we're not going to do this.
Williams says a delay in jury trials due to the COVID pandemic and what seems to be an increase in bonds denied or unable to be met has contributed to the numbers reaching the max.
I'm going to see in half and half, 30 inmates total, 15 apiece. Polk County, Paulden County, worked out agreements with each sheriff there. I met with Judge Lim on Thursday. I told him I'm declaring an emergency as far as overcrowding. And, you know, get in front of this instead of behind it.
Williams says the Harrelson County Jail at this time will only accept inmates designated with certain classifications or charged with certain crimes. He estimates at this point it costs $6,000 a day to house prisoners. He says that equates to about $1.7 million a year. It may soon be prohibited to park a vehicle on a number of city streets within the city of Temple. Temple City Council on Monday expected to vote on an ordinance that would authorize the chief of police to designate streets or portions upon which parking is prohibited, limited, or otherwise restricted. Temple City officials say they have been made aware of problems caused in the flow of traffic by cars parked in various locations around the city. Some of those locations where vehicles have parked could make it difficult or impossible for emergency vehicles to render aid during an emergency. Signs or other markings would be put in place to give notice of locations affected by the new ordinance if approved by City Council. Carrollton's Ward 1 City Councilwoman Jacqueline Bridges this weekend hosting an event she hopes will highlight the community's diversity and promote unity in the community. The Unity in the Community extravaganza planned for Saturday from noon until 3 o'clock at Grisham Stadium in Carrollton. Bridges says the free, family-friendly event will feature games, activities, and entertainment. and vendors interested in participating should contact Bridges at 678-850-6178. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to the station. Also be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.